and represents Yahweh and Id as who we are, living by faith, trust, patience, desire, attention, karma, and in my case, meditation, written and read books and vision boards. And there are two things that take place within the context of human beingness. There is that which seeks to manipulate and control, which is the negative path. And then there's the flip side, which is create and manifest. Ultimately, what anything in the creation does is it creates and manifests a life form that is self-sustaining, self-regenerative, self-perpetuating, according to an instantaneous, spontaneous, simultaneous process. And what we see on the planet is there have been 10 million life forms, and there have actually been more than that because there are life forms that are now extinct, but of the 10 million life forms that exist, there has been a different creator involved with each one, which is pretty cool. From what I understand is the number of positive sources that have been involved in this planet since the formation of this planet, number about 32 million, give or take, 100 or two, which makes it pretty interesting, makes it interesting to me anyway. So one of the things, one of the arenas that we are going to be faced with is that according to the raw material, let me go a little bit farther. According to Hopi tradition, the Earth is moving, evolving from a third density planet to a fourth density planet. According to that tradition, the energetic base of the planet is going to be positive rather than negative. So the positron is going to be active and the electron is going to be at rest. The way that it is now, the electron is active and the positron is at rest. And according to the raw material, when this process starts, every 25,000 years, going back 75,000 years, since the creation of our species, and we have only existed humanly for 75,000 years, this is according to the raw material. We, every 25,000 years, going back 75,000 years, the Earth does a cleansing of negative energy that's absorbed and grounded in the surface of the planet. The body does exactly the same thing. The body is to our experience what this planet is to the universe, and they are basically the same representation. The water composition of the body is identical to the planet. The mineral composition of the body is identical to the planet. The light and the dark, the love and the fear, and so on are identical to the planet. And so we literally are a human version of what the sun, the earth, the moon, and the universe are. It's the reason why we see or make the observation of them, is they are simply letting us know who we are as them. And a lot of people have a difficult time recognizing what that is. And so the detail is basically missed by most people on the surface of the planet. One of the nice things about being involved as we are is that our life works very, very well for the most part. And yes, there is lots and lots and lots of false doctrine, because there is that which conquers, enslaves, and destroys, which in Hinduism is Shiva the Destroyer. In Christianity, it's the warlord God Jehovah that's referred to as the Lord God Jehovah, but the jealous God, blah, 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 of God of fear. In Islam, it's the name of the destroyer is Allah. And in Judaism, it's YVWH, I believe. And what we haven't done is we haven't paid attention to, there's that which created us, there's that which brought us to life, which means that, like our parents, there's two entities involved. And then there's that which played the role of the antagonist, which is referred to as the Lord God Jehovah in the Old Testament. which is kind of an interesting process, because if we look at the indigenous way of life and we look at the invader culture mindset, see, there's only three people on the planet. There's the invader culture mindset and those that participate with that as controlled manipulation. It's based upon hierarchy, elitism, superiority, chosenness, good versus evil, engaging in conquering, enslaving, and destroying, or war, greed, and class distinction. Or there's equality, balance, relationship, purpose, and harmony, peace, serenity, and tranquility. The indigenous way of life was based upon equality. The invader culture mindset is based upon hierarchy. If an individual isn't polarized, either positive or negative, according to the design or that which is antithetical to the design, the only thing that you have is arbitrariness, and almost everybody on the planet lives according to an arbitrary mindset, methodology, a modality, a way of life, and so on. The work that is done within the position of our constitution of our life is simply knowing the self according to its design, serving others as the positive path, and then aspiring to collectively ascend. Because what collective ascension is how the souls that are housed in the body, it's how they are unified into a single state. That's how the universe unifies itself from a divergent state where there's a difference amongst everything, even the nature of the soul. And the vision that I have for collective ascension is it's like individual lights that are connected, and then in the center there's this great light that shows the unification of all the smaller lights. In one sense, it's like we're looking at the sun during the day and looking at a star at night, exactly the same ideal, exactly the same state. However, the sun during the day, the love is felt and the light is seen, and it allows life to exist as it does. A star at night, the love is not felt, the light is barely seen, and what predominates is fear and darkness. At this level of the creation, a person cannot get away from that which is opposites and harmony rather than opposites and conflict. One of the beliefs that we have been taught is there's such a thing as good versus evil. But in order for there to be conflict, there has to be hatred matched by hatred, and there's no such thing as evil hatred or good hatred. There's simply hatred that is at odds with itself, and so it's at odds with all else. And the protocol is to destroy as much as possible and then take your own life by your own hand. And we see this happen a lot. I said we have heard lots and lots of stories about somebody who flipped out, or a group of people and that type of stuff, and then committed suicide. And that's, on one level, the negative protocol. That's part of what it does, is it gets people to flip out and destroy and kill. On the flip side, there's six things that we develop: intuition, psychic ability, and channeling. Intuition is the voice of God. Psychic ability pertains specifically to the immediate environment, in this case planet Earth, and channeling has to do with the universe or the higher self or the soul. The flip side, if we're not living according to intuition, we're living according to false doctrine. If we're not living according to psychic ability, we're living according to the senses. And if we're not channeling, it's basically what we're doing is we're living according to a systems theory that's based upon somebody else's ideology or protocol. So one of the things that we get to do in the context of our life is we get to pay attention to the details. And more often than not, if we limit ourselves to a state of existence that is contrary to the human ideal, it basically means that we will be living according to something that we have been told or something that we have been taught or both. One of the curious things about growing up is the child will make a decision. And let's say the child makes a decision at age 6 months or a year. Unless that choice is changed, that then becomes a self-sustaining, self-regenerative, self-perpetuating process. The self-sustaining, the self-regenerative, and the self-perpetuating is the way that the creation works. How we live is according to the past, present, and future bound. What one will notice within the context of the composition of the life that he or she is living is, very, very simply is that if a belief system is unchanged, that's how it continues to exist, and it will continue to exist for as long as people hold to it. This is where religion becomes contrary to the process, because we live according to ideologies, belief system, dogmas of thinking that this is the way that it is, and it's an arbitrary thing. Take the Old Testament, for instance. It talks about, in this case, the Israelites in a very, very specific context. And what about all the other groups of people that were alive on the planet? They're just as much the image and likeness of God, and they just as much play the role. And what is interesting is if an individual studies the Old Testament and reads what happens when the Lord God Jehovah takes possession of the Jews as his stipulated covenant, the Jews then began annihilating every single group of people that wasn't so-called the Jewish, because the Jews considered themselves the chosen people, and they had, according to the theology that they practiced, the God-given right to destroy, kill, and then take possession of the land and that type of thing. And that's where the division within the context of human beingness is. One is either in possession of, or one is taking possession of people, places, and things. The idea of being a way-shower, deliverer, healer, servant like Jesus, Buddha, and Zoroaster or other teachers is that a person's conscious of what he or she is in possession of, and he or she will contribute that as love, as wisdom, as light, and so on. The flip side is that which is antithetical to what we are as the image and likeness of God. And so it's taking possession of according to a mindset that says I'm entitled to anything that I want by force of will. And those modalities have existed side by side. And there's going to come a time on this planet within probably the next 3 to 5 years where the majority of people on the surface of this planet will repeat their density, be polarized either in the negative or the positive. What I understand is this: those who are polarized in the negative are removed and taken to that aspect of the universe that corresponds to the negativity. Those who are polarized in the positive are what remain as the seed or basis for humanity evolving into where it collectively ascends, and then there's the arbitrariness of everyone else. Those who live arbitrarily simply will repeat their density in another place at another time in the universe. The suggestion that I make is that it behooves everybody on the planet to develop a positive mindset. It behooves everybody on the planet to understand will, love, light, and consciousness of God, Yahweh, the universe, as mind, body, spirit, soul, that are infinite, eternal, complete, total, as is. Because in understanding that, one of the things that an individual can accomplish is they can live pathless purpose, enlightenment, and they communicate at that level of wisdom. Because love only does two things. It accepts and it understands. Light only does two things. It is even-minded about. And within the context of even-minded, it is wise about as well. So light is to wisdom and even-mindedness what love is to acceptance and understanding. And so when an individual is loving, enlightened, that individual will be appropriate and how he or she conducts his or her affairs on the planet. And the work that an individual does is not so much becoming conscious of a finite or what's considered an ultimate or absolute state. In the case of Hinduism, it's bliss consciousness. In the case of Christianity, it's perfection. In the case of Islam, it's obedience. it's a kind of curious that within the context of our life at times is that we spend a lot of times with outdated information and most religious information that's been around. That's Hinduism's been around for 4,000 years, Buddhism for 2,500 years, Christianity for 2,000 years. I think Islam came around 1,400 years ago, I believe, came around 700 AD. And it's curious that people are very, very devout. And what is curious about that is that ideas that are written are specific to the individual that's writing them. Written and spoken language are specific to the individual in all cases. The language of God is intuition. So if we want to be truly a God-conscious individual, we have to be intuitive in the context of the process. If we want to communicate as a God being that knows, shares, and ascends, and ascension is always marked by an individual taking his or her body with them when they go. So it becomes a curious process when we're looking at the lives of most people, because one of the things that we're here to overcome is the death experience. Way back in 1850, Madame Blavatsky basically said, as the hairbringer or the voice person or the spokesperson for the new dispensation, develop a spirituality that's viable, because if the viability is not there, there is only self-destruction, and the death experience is the self-destruction of the body as the ego, because it doesn't correspond to what the life is, which is spirituality. Spirituality is the life of. The spirit is that which brings to life. I find it very interesting that people have spiritual names, and to me that's like naming air at different places on the planet. The same spirit that brings to life every life form on the planet. So the spirituality of insects is identical to my spirituality or your spirituality. It is very curious that there is not an understanding of the technique of inverse reversal. Because inverse reversal is why you have binary vibrancy. Inverse reversal on our level exists in four specific ways. The heartbeat is a form of inverse reversal. Breathing is a form of inverse reversal. Waking and sleeping is a form of inverse reversal. Incarnation, ascension is a form of inverse reversal. And inverse reversal is when a given thing becomes two states, like male and female, masculine and feminine. So it's a pretty interesting thing. What came to me many years ago was that God's will extends and expands by inversely reversing. God's will to be and know extends and expands by inversely reversing into an experience that expresses, that seeks to become conscious of that which gave rise to it. That's the work that one does in consciousness, and that's not taught right now. What is taught is basically, an individual is supposed to deny who they are for something external, and the external is simply a mirror. It's more a mirage than anything else, because it simply allows a person to recognize who they are as what takes place in the immediate environment, and anything outside of the immediate environment doesn't exist, which is why a person has to be careful of paying attention to information that's shared about such and such took place over here. Francis Bacon asked the question, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? And basically what the question is that lacking experience, does a given thing exist? And the answer is no. If there isn't a direct experience of a given thing, it doesn't exist from the point of lack of the experience. So part of the work that we do within the context of our life is we understand who we are. And it can be a very daunting thing because there's so much information. I said I'm always fascinated when I watch the protocol of people that are overly tied to the guru tradition or the teacher tradition. I said we are all teachers and students at the same time. According to the raw material, The raw material says you learn, teach, teach, learn. There's time, space, space, time. There's love, light, light, love. And they drew these double binaries, which is very cool. I like those ideas, and I've worked with them for a long time. And so it's an interesting process that most people don't understand and most people don't pay attention to, so most people don't participate with it. The great oxymoron about human beingness is when two or more people practice the same systems theories. 1 billion Buddhists, 2 billion Christians, 1 billion Muslims. And then we throw in a few others, so you're looking at 5 to 5.5 billion people are involved in basically the four main religions, which are Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam. And then there's also the New Age. The question that a person has to address is that at what point does it take in the life of the individual to get to a point to where they pay attention to who they are and as a human being? And the simple fact is that we are expected to normalize our life, and there's no such thing as normalcy in the process of infinity. Infinity means no two things are the same. It means no two perspectives are going to be the same. It means that within the context of our life and times, according to the reality as it is, one has to become, or is wise to become, conscious of what is, because eventually a person becomes God conscious. As being God and knowing the universe, and then there's divinity and deity, then there's the creator and that which brought us to life, and then there's willing consciousness, love and light, positive and negative. And that's where we find ourselves. So there's kind of like a downsizing. It goes from the very vast to the very deep, and then it just downsizes to where then it becomes something very, very specific, like the ego body. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is at what time, at what point, how long does it take for an individual? How long does it take for an individual to become conscious of who they are, as the image and likeness of God according to the design? And it's a daunting thing because there's nothing in print that tells us what we are. There is literally not a body of knowledge in print right now, with maybe the exception of my books, that tells the individual what the nature of the self is according to its design. Which is a pretty interesting, which means that lacking that information, the only thing that's going to do is the body is going to cease to exist. The death of the body is reincarnation of the soul. Any human being that has died and left the body behind will have to reincarnate again, because that's the simple truth. Death of the body is reincarnation of the soul. The soul technically dies to its universality, just as the body dies to its sense of physicalness. So it becomes a curious thing, because what does it take for an individual to become conscious of mind, body, spirit, soul? What does it take for an individual to understand that within the nature of the design, there's only oneness, perfection, and union of the sixth chakra, connected integration as the seventh chakra, and then reintegration back into that which gave rise to the universe. Another way of that format is presence, isness, realness, pattern, content, truth, I am, is allness, godhood, or stillness, joy, peace, freedom, adventure, joy, love, compassion, harmony. Those are three ways of saying pretty much the same thing. Anyway, this is Welcome to My Point of View. I am the host, Dougie Stapp. And we will do it again in 2 weeks. And know that everything is absolutely exactly the way that it's supposed to be, as it is for everybody on the surface of the planet. You all have a very nice time. You keep smiling, feel good, and just continually know that everything continually evolves until the consciousness is what it is. And then it's time to reintegrate back into God. Well, you all take care now. Thanks. And you all have a wonderful day.